We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Not holding the elevator door, saying God bless you after only the first sneeze, leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Team PXY explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
I hope you're not eating, I guess, during this.
Oh my
it's making
gosh.
Some people nauseous. But today, Savage or Sensible, blowing your nose into a cloth napkin at a restaurant. To those people that are nauseous by that, I have one thing to say. Grow up. It's not that gross. I mean, it's gross, but it's not that gross.
You telling someone to grow up?
Yeah, I know.
That's hilarious.
I know. If I'm telling you to grow up,
what a joke.
That's speaking loud words to you for sure. Look, I've done this before. I don't think it's like every time by any means, but look.
You've blown your nose into a cloth napkin at a restaurant.
Yeah, definitely have before. Or like if you have get the runny nose, you wipe it, just a little wipe down. Here's the deal. There's no problem as long as you roll it up. Put it into the ball, the napkin ball. All the gross is on the inside. I mean, there's no difference between...
Rolling it up.
There's no difference between... Like, into a little ball. There's no difference between that or, say, like, what if you have to spit out food? You ever have to spit out food before?
Not often. I'm not, like, 1 month old.
Okay. So, like, I don't know. If you're eating chicken and you get, like, a bone, like, you just swallow it?
There should not be bones in chicken.
Okay, well, whatever. There's a thing. I didn't like this. Sometimes people spit things into napkins. What's the difference? Again, you roll it into the ball. None of the gross is on the outside. When the server comes by to pick it up, they just... It goes into a laundry bin somewhere, and then it goes into the wash. And as we know,
Corey,
on the show, everything comes out in the wash.
That was an emergency situation. You could have died. You could have choked. You were not going to die if you didn't blow your nose. Okay?
I don't know. What if I'm eating and I can't breathe through my nose? I mean, my eating is...
You're blowing your nose while you're eating. Also
no, I'm
gross.
Saying if I'm so stuffed up. If I'm so stuffed up and I can't...
If you're that sick,
yeah?
You should not be eating out at a restaurant and getting everyone else sick. That's selfish and savage.
Hey, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking
about...
We're
in the height of flu season right now.
Here's my question to you. What's the alternative?
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Respect.
What
it's
if you have...
called social awareness.
Yeah, no.
Hello.
If it's, again, it doesn't need to be a big production. It's a little, real quick, just like that.
Stop sniffing the microphone. It's weird.
You don't use this one. It's fine. Devin should be mad, if anyone. But what's the alternative? Tissue. All right, fine. So say...
Go to the bathroom.
Say I use a tissue. What do I do with that tissue?
Throw it away. You should
Where?
Not be blowing your nose
you
at the table.
Table
ever.
Nah, it's not that big of a deal. It's just not.
A lot of people are weighing in saying handkerchief.
Okay, I want to call out...
I don't really know.
I want to call out handkerchief frauds on the show this morning.
Is it chief or chief? I don't really know. What? Handkerchief.
Sure, that sounds good. I agree with this text that says, I don't like handkerchiefs carrying your boogers around all day. Blech. Also, would you take someone else's if they offered it? Everyone is saying that the alternative to this is carrying a handkerchief. You are more gross than just blowing your nose into the napkin and leaving it. At least I'm not carrying that around with me. And, Breezy, answer me this question. Would you accept someone else's handkerchief to blow your nose?
Wasn't that a thing back in the day?
Like Wild West, yeah.
Love language.
I made this statement before that no one under the age of 75 carries a handkerchief.
Yeah, is my grandpa weighing in on the Club PXY Safe text line now? 69822. Handkerchief.
Told you,
Chief.
The handkerchief thirst is insane. It's truly amazing.
Like, is this a new trendy thing? Is this like hipsters are getting ahead of it?
I think so.
Oh, I carry a handkerchief with my...
But like that, you want to call it disgusting? That's disgusting.
I think it's gross. I don't see why that's different. And you're hanging on to it for the rest of your life.
Let's see. Some people are mad on Club PXY Safe text line. As a server, it's not my job to clean up your bodily fluids. You don't get paid enough for that. Have some respect for someone getting paid less than minimum wage. I mean, you're getting tips, but okay. Also, you're trying to muddy the waters by saying there's no food around. Well, I mean, depends. Sometimes you're sitting at a restaurant and you're waiting for your food.
This texter's...
They say, admit defeat on this one. I refuse. I mean, this is my opinion, and I don't know. You can say everything you want to me. It's not going to change.
Someone is triggered.
Hmm.
Someone who wipes their... mouth with a napkin, nose, what's the difference? Same bodily fluids. Not the same bodily fluids. I don't know what's coming out of your mouth.
Not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't agree with that person, yet I feel like you're probably going to support this person that texted saying, might as well take the napkin into the bathroom for toilet paper. That's the same thing. Do-do-do. Ridiculous. We all need to grow up a little bit.
Well, you can't flush a cloth napkin.
But if you could try.
If you do.
Oh, you could try.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm grossed out. I probably won't eat for the rest of the day.
Oh, okay. Calm down. It's fine. Let's grab this call. 222-9800. Michelle from Mended. Always love some good alliteration.
Uh-huh.
Savage or sensible, blowing your nose into a cloth napkin at a restaurant. What do you think?
No. My husband does something even more disgusting.
Oh.
He blows his nose in his dress shirt
okay.
after he wears them.
Okay, that's...
that's gross.
I mean, after he wears them.
He wears it after, and then he says it doesn't matter because it's going to the dry cleaners. It's still disgusting.
Okay. Oh my gosh!
Okay,
what a savage! So he's like, ha-ha, I'll leave this dry cleaner a nice little bucket surprise. What?
Yeah.
He
takes it off.
Does he have...
throws it on the floor or the hamper. Yeah.
I don't know.
I have to go. That's pretty gross.
So I'm guessing he probably also does this at restaurants into the napkin.
No, that would really put me over the edge.
Wait, hold on a second. Him blowing his nose into his shirt for the dry cleaner is less offensive to you than someone blowing their nose into a restaurant napkin.
If it was in a restaurant, it would be totally unacceptable. Like, that is really unacceptable.
Into his shirt or into a napkin?
No, even into a napkin.
Really?
I wouldn't allow that.
Pick up on social cues, Corey.
What's the big deal? We all need to grow up, people. It's just a little snot. Who cares?
Ew.
Very new. Oh, my God.
Michelle, thank you for calling in, and thanks for sharing that. Okay. Well.
You want to thank her again one more time?
Thanks, Michelle.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. So I gotta...
I think she had to go.
Here, Breeze, can you just throw this away for me? Not that gross.
You're disgusting.
Let's go to the poll.
You will go to any length to prove a point, won't you?
Yes.
Won't you?
Yes, I absolutely will.
That's called immaturity.
No, it's called standing by your point.
Okay.
I've literally wiped food on the floor here in the rest in the...
You are an animal.
In the studio to prove a point.
You belong in the Seneca Park Zoo. Mm. All right.
Not this week.
No. Okay, not funny. Go, poll, go.
Today's poll. 98pxy.com. Savage or sensible, blowing your nose into a cloth napkin at a restaurant. 83% of the people voting say
savagery.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm happy with those results.
I mean, it's not going to stop me, but okay, cool.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.